Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Strahler. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hairston moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Fred Sherman now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Stone covering. It's a double play. Northrup scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims fires to first and picks off Sharp. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims bunts towards the mound. Stone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cash moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Sims moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Hairston scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing third base. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Northrup moves to third. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ken Freiling now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a line drive towards third. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash is hit by the pitch. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. Sims moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Cash scores. Sims moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Muser moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freiling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. One out. Hank Allen pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Leon reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.